welcome you to our weekly exclusive one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And coach, thanks for joining us again. It's Tuesday. I know your mind is on the Green Bay Packers. Just give us a little what you took from Sunday in Seattle.
Well, obviously, a great place to play, number one. Great crowd. You know, the noise is always a factor when you go up there. And I really felt like, you know, we did handle the noise. There were a couple of things offensively, but overall I felt like we handled the noise well. You know, and the thing is, too, you come away from these games, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never really as good as you think. And when you watch the tape on Monday, you go, wow, we were close. And then you look at the stat book, and you go, we were really close. And it just comes down to eliminating big plays defensively against a very athletic quarterback. And then offensively, we can't continue to shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties and negative plays.
Let's start on the defensive side. Big plays, something the Eagles haven't really given up a lot of this year. What happened on Sunday?
Well, a lot of it is a little bit of eye discipline, meaning, you know, whether it be in the run game, filling a lane, your eyes are in the right spot, you know, and against when you're playing a mobile quarterback like Russell Wilson, the other thing is how you got to contain him with your pass rush lanes. And then on top of that, when he scrambles, you just got to glue yourself to your receivers. And, you know, he was able to make some plays out of the pocket. A lot of the, you know, big plays that came in the game were from him, you know, using and extending the plays with his legs. So, you know, those were the big factors in the game, you know, on the defensive side.
So was the pressure up front there? It's just that Russell's ability to escape kind of made it look like it wasn't?
The pressure was there. And you know, Seattle did a good job with some of their protection schemes and sliding protection to Fletcher and understanding some of that. But the rush was there, and it just you know, we're protecting in the back end too, so there's going to be a little bit of space for him to escape. And once he gets out of the pocket, he's a very accurate thrower on the run, big arm, and obviously has the ability to run as well.
When you play a team like that, one that is clearly an elite NFL team, do you come away thinking that we're this far away, this far away, this far away? How do you feel?
Well, games like that are definitely a benchmark, you know, for your team, for your season, where you are. But you come away feeling a little bit better about yourself and that you know you're heading in the right direction. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. And you know, Seattle's been doing this with Pete Carroll now for about 7 years or so. You know, they've got that thing. It's a well-oiled machine now. And they got their quarterback a couple years ago, and they put some pieces around him. They've built that defense the right way and re-signing some of their guys. They're also doing it with some undrafted players too. You know, they're finding some diamonds in the rough and they're doing a nice job there. So, you know, and those are the things that we're doing, and we're doing that here in Philadelphia, and we're definitely heading in the right direction. And I can see ourselves, you know, kind of using that same model to pattern what we're doing here in Philadelphia.
You mentioned in your Monday press conference Carson lost 5 games this year. That's the most he's lost in his career. How has he handled all that?
I think externally he's handled it fine. He's saying all the right things. He's doing all the right things. I know inside, knowing him personally, it bothers him. He gets frustrated with it, and he doesn't like to lose. And that's obviously a sign of a good quarterback and who someone could be a great quarterback in this league. And we just got to find ways to win. I don't necessarily care how we do it, whether we run the ball 35 times a game or we throw it 35 times a game or we play great defense, special teams. We just got to figure out in these last 6 games, figure out ways to win football games. And I definitely like the fact that we're going to be at home now, you know, for a good portion of this stretch.
How do you see the opportunity for these final 6 games?
The opportunity is there. The opportunity is great. You know, we're sitting at 5-5. We're still really sort of in the mix, in the talk, let's say. And these next 6 games are favorable. I love where we're sitting. I like where we're at. We got a little chip on our shoulder now, and we got to use that as momentum going into obviously the Green Bay game.
And what is Green Bay all about? I mean, they got walloped on Sunday night by Washington. They are banged up. Aaron Rodgers really having trouble having enough people around him to line up. It seems like a really tough spot for a team that's made the playoffs 7 straight years.
Yeah, and they have fallen on tough times, obviously. And any time, though, you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, they have a chance to win a lot of football games. And, And we approach it the same way. You know, we're also banged up, and everybody's banged up this time of year. And, you know, we just have to go in and figure out a way to win this next game. This is the one we got. It's a national spotlight again. It's Monday Night Football, and it's at our place, the crowd, the energy. I mean, we love playing at home, obviously, this year, and looking forward to that opportunity.
Doug, when things go poorly, you are asked a million questions about player X. When things turn around and go well, not as many questions. So I want to ask a question about a player who's gotten a lot of questions this year, and that's Zach Ertz, who's continued to work hard. He's been productive. He's really come on in the last month. Had the red zone touchdown on Sunday, had the other one called back. What can you say about the way he's developed in the offense?
He's really developed extremely well, and you know, he's embraced his role there, and we're trying to get him, and I'm trying to get him more involved in the passing game. And obviously, he had another good performance the other day, and you know, he's a guy that we're gonna have to count on, you know, going down the stretch, and as all our tight ends, you know, Brent Celek had another big catch in the game, and you know, Trey had a nice little slant route. So these guys are pieces to you know, putting this thing together. Zach is a big part of that, and we'll continue to find ways to give him the ball.
How is the extra day this week a benefit?
To benefit, number one, we can rest and get some guys healthy. We'll still work and take advantage of the day, you know, and keep it light for the players. But it's a chance to sort of really kind of step away from it for a little bit and kind of catch our breath. We're not in the hustle and bustle of the whole week. It's a Thanksgiving week, and we get a chance to be thankful, obviously, on Thursday for everything in our lives. But just a chance to kind of get rest and be ready for Monday night.
Monday Night Football, Hall of Fame night for the Eagles. Trott goes in. Merrill Reese goes in. Not a bad class.
Not a bad class. We're so happy for both of those guys and big part of the Eagles organization, obviously. And it'll be great to see them, you know, on Monday night and congratulate them then.
We'll celebrate with a win against the Packers. Doug Peterson in studio, one-on-one presented by Wawa.